Greetings in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Thankful to be able to share a message with you again today from God's Word. In the midst of all the suffering and confusion regarding the coronavirus, the Lord remains the same. He invites us to come to Him with our burdens and heartaches and find the answers that we need in these difficult days. I was looking in the scriptures, and I found something that might be interesting to us regarding this. It says, "Why hath the Lord done thus unto this land and unto this house? And it shall be answered, because they forsook the Lord God of their fathers, which brought them forth out of the land of Egypt, and laid hold on other gods, and worshipped them, and served them. Therefore hath he brought all this evil upon them." That was said to Solomon many years ago at the time when he was building the temple. And I think it applies today as well. We need to return to the Lord and walk in fellowship with him. And he will, as he said, heal our land. So let us pray for one another, for our country, and for people around the world, that God's will may be done on earth as it is in heaven. Let's have a word of prayer together. Our Father, we thank you this morning that we can praise your holy name for all that you are and all that you mean to us. Forgive us of our sins and our shortcomings, O Lord. And we pray that you would heal our land. We think of all the people who are suffering from this difficult time and pray that you might have mercy upon us, that we might return to you and walk in fellowship with you and do your will in the way that you would have us to go, that our Lord Jesus Christ might be glorified in all that we do and say. We just thank you so much for all that you are to us and pray that we would be faithful in serving you. May this difficult time soon come to an end. And may we get back to our normal lives and live for your glory and for your name's sake. We pray in Jesus' name with thanksgiving. Amen. Well, this is Palm Sunday, and we're rejoicing and thinking of what the Lord Jesus has done for us as we celebrate this time together. All four of the Gospels give the account of the triumphal entry of Jesus into Jerusalem. This morning we'd like to look at Matthew chapter 21 and read a passage of Scripture here. It says, "And when they drew nigh unto Jerusalem and were come to Bethage unto the Mount of Olives, then sent Jesus two disciples, saying unto them, Go into the village over against you, and straightway ye shall find an ass tied and a colt with her. Loose them and bring them to me. And if any man say aught unto you, ye shall say, The Lord hath need of them, and straightway he will send them. All this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the prophet, saying, Tell ye this daughter of Zion, Behold, thy king cometh unto thee, meek, and sitting upon an ass, and a colt, the foal of an ass. And the disciples went and did as Jesus commanded them, and brought the ass and the colt, and put on them their clothes, and they set him thereon. And a very great multitude spread their garments in the way. Others cut down branches from the trees and strawed them in the way. And the multitudes that went before and that followed cried, saying, Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. And when he was come into Jerusalem, all the city was moved, saying, Who is this? And the multitude said, This is Jesus, the prophet of Nazareth of Galilee. And Jesus went into the temple of God and cast out all them that sold and bought in the temple, and overthrew the tables of the money changers, and the seats of them that sold doves, and said unto them, It is written, My house shall be called the house of prayer, but ye have made it a den of thieves. And the blind and the lame came to him in the temple, and he healed them. And when the chief priests and scribes saw the wonderful things that he did, and the children crying in the temple and saying, Hosanna to the Son of David, they were sore displeased, and said unto him, Hearest thou what they say? And Jesus saith unto them, Yea, have you never read, Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings thou hast perfected praise? And he left them and went out of the city into Bethany and lodged there. Jesus had been to Jerusalem many times. His parents first took him there when he was 12 years old. He and his disciples came to the city every year for Passover time. But this time it's different. The time has finally come when he presents himself to his people as their king. Notice the scene. Jerusalem is crowded with people from all over the known world to celebrate the Passover, the greatest festival of the year. Before entering the city, Jesus sends two of his disciples to get a donkey and its colt for him to ride on. He tells them exactly where the donkeys are and what to say to anyone who objects to their taking them. The Lord hath need of them, he says. Sure enough, Luke tells us in chapter 19, verse 33, as they were loosing the colt, the owners thereof said unto them, Why loose ye the colt? And they said, The Lord hath need of him. It seems that Jesus might have made arrangements with these people to borrow the colt, perhaps. Or maybe they were disciples that were glad to let the Lord use the colt. So why did Jesus ride a donkey into Jerusalem? On the surface, it sounds like a strange choice of transportation for a king. But it was done to fulfill the prophecy of Zechariah 9, verse 9, which says, Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout, O daughter of Jerusalem. Behold, thy king cometh unto thee. He is just and having salvation, lowly and riding upon an ass, and upon a colt, the foal of an ass. The Messiah, the king, was to come not to wage a war on a great stallion, but to come in peace on a humble donkey. He was to be welcomed with great joy by the people of Jerusalem. It speaks here of his character, that he is righteous, he is holy, and having salvation. He brings salvation and deliverance to all who accept him. Notice the crowd celebrating here. As Jesus rode into Jerusalem, the crowd greeted him with praise and rejoiced. They were spreading their garments in the road and tree branches. Only John in his gospel mentions that there were palm trees, palm tree branches. This is why this is called Palm Sunday. They quoted the scripture from Psalm 118. I'd like to read that portion that they were shouting out during this time. Beginning at verse 14, it says, The Lord is my strength and song, and has become my salvation. The voice of rejoicing and salvation is in the tabernacles of the righteous. The right hand of the Lord doeth valiantly. The right hand of the Lord is exalted. The right hand of the Lord doeth valiantly. I shall not die, but live, and declare the works of the Lord. The Lord hath chastened me sore, but he hath not given me over unto death. Open to me the gates of righteousness. I will go into them, and I will praise the Lord. This gate of the Lord into which the righteous shall enter, I will praise thee, for thou hast heard me and art become my salvation. The stone which the builders refused is become the headstone of the corner. This is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. This is the day which the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Save now, I beseech thee, O Lord. O Lord, I beseech thee, send now prosperity. Blessed be he that cometh in the name of the Lord. We have blessed you out of the house of the Lord. God is the Lord, which hath showed us light. Bind the sacrifice with cords, even unto the horns of the altar. Thou art my God, and I will praise thee. Thou art my God, I will exalt thee. O, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. For a brief few moments, Jesus received the acclaim and praise that he deserved. However, it was very short-lived, and the leaders of Israel did not accept him, but were already plotting how to kill him, to get rid of him. This is the reason why Jesus wept, even as the people were rejoicing. In Luke chapter 19, it says, "And when he was come near, he beheld the city and wept over it, saying, If thou hadst known, even thou, at least in this thy day, the things which belong unto thy peace, but now they are hid from thine eyes. For the days shall come upon thee, and that thine enemies shall cast a trench about thee, and compass thee round, and keep thee in on every side, and shall lay thee even with the ground, and thy children within thee, and they shall not leave in thee one stone upon another, because thou knewest not the time of thy visitation." He knew what lay ahead for himself and for his people. And here it describes what happened later on to the city of Jerusalem and the temple when it was destroyed in 70 AD when the Romans came and destroyed everything. Jesus forecast that because they refused him, because they rejected him, all of this came to pass to them. So Palm Sunday is a prelude to Good Friday, which we remember later on this week. When Jesus was crucified, when he went to the cross and died in our place. In less than a week, the adoring crowd that we find on Sunday was turned into an angry mob by Friday, crying out for his blood to be shed. The leaders of the nation of Israel turned against him, and they hated him because they wanted to remain in power and saw him as a threat. They were sore displeased, it says, that the people were worshiping and adoring him and proclaiming him as the Savior, as the Messiah. Because Jesus had cleansed the temple of the money changers, as we read earlier, and were those who sold the doves and other things. They resented him exercising authority over their temple. They thought they were the ones in charge. They were angry that he accepted the worship of the multitude. They did not believe that he was the Messiah. And they rejected him. And for this, He went to the cross and he died in our place. There are people today who are openly antagonistic to Christ, just like these people were, and seek to work against him and his kingdom. There are others who love and adore him as faithful servants. But most people are just indifferent to him and his claim upon their lives. Who is Jesus Christ to you? This is a question that we all need to ask. Do you have a personal relationship with him? Have you received him as your Lord and Savior? These are the questions that we need to ask ourselves and face up to and answer honestly. Jesus is coming again, he says, to receive his people unto himself, those who have put their trust in him and his atoning sacrifice to forgive their sins. This is called the rapture, when it says he will come in the air. The trumpet of the Lord will sound. The dead in Christ will rise, and we who are alive shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. And then it says that the Lord Jesus is coming back to the earth in power and great glory to rule and reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Is he your king today? If not, this is the time to bow before him and put your faith and confidence in him completely. He died for you, and he loves you today, and he wants you to come to him. He's waiting to save you. Won't you come to him today? May we pray together. Our Father, we thank you for your precious word. We thank you, Lord, for all that you are to us today, for the salvation that you have given so freely to those who believe in you. And we pray this morning that your holy will would be accomplished in the lives of those who hear this message, and that if anyone has never put their faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, that this would be the time when they would call upon the name of the Lord and put their confidence and faith in you completely. May they be saved by your grace and mercy. And Lord, we just thank you for your love to us, for all that we have in our Lord Jesus Christ. Pray that we would honor you and serve you and live for you each and every day of our lives. May your holy, precious will be done, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen.